Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we are coming to you after the holidays. We had a little bit of a break there for Thanksgiving. We are going to be talking about the latest episode of The Challenge. There was only one episode because of Thanksgiving, and but there were two episodes of Survivor. So we will get to that after we talk about The Challenge. This week's episode, I feel like this season has slowed down a lot. It's not as exciting as it was in the beginning of the season. Do you, it, either of you feel that way as well?
100%.
It's too many episodes. They got to cut down the number of episodes.
I feel like I understand why, because there's, I mean, there was a cast of 40, so it makes sense that it would be a longer season, but we're getting to a point where I don't know, like the lines have been drawn, and like there's not like, I mean, there is like a little bit of back and forth, I guess, but I mean, Tori's winning like every single daily challenge, basically. She's dominating this game. I gave her my MVP. I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, it's
It's so boring.
dragging. It's
It's
dragging.
so boring. And I actually did really like the first few episodes, but I think another reason is because I don't really like anyone that much who's left. I mean, maybe a couple, but it's a very, whatever. I don't know. I just don't like
The
the remaining
entertaining people are gone.
people. Yeah. So it's just. I mean, I felt that way the past few episodes. And this Johnny's Angels thing again.
No, I agree with that, and I'm glad that, I mean, I kind of wish it would have been one of his other angels, but I'm glad that one of them went home this episode.
Me too. But oh my God, that wasn't even fair.
I know, seriously. And I Aviv, like her foot was injured, so obviously we know that from, I guess, previous episodes, but yeah, not a good showing for her.
So Aviva was my LVP. I know she had a hurt foot, and Kylan was my MVP.
Okay, I gave Aviv my LVP as well. Not just did she lose the elimination, but also she got disqualified for going the wrong way. So yeah, I definitely think Aviv was the LVP of this episode, but I do like her as an addition. I don't know, she just seems like she's very, I don't know. I mean, I guess she's like kind of boring, but I mean, she's pretty boring, I guess. I don't know. I feel like she's okay. We could have, I feel like we could have worse people, but I still gave her my LVP, because this was definitely not her episode. Michelle, did you give your LVP to Aviv?
Yes. And I think it's fine. I think it's fine they cast her. Like, it was kind of nice they brought someone back who won before, who hasn't been on in a long time. But yeah, she wasn't that exciting.
Yes. Okay, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Thank you, Michelle. Who was your MVP?
I gave it to Tori.
I already said I gave mine to Tori too. I think that she's just completely dominating this season. And Kylan, why did you give it to Kylan over Tori, Abby?
I'm not giving her anything.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just can't.
So I gave Kylan an MVP honorable mention instead of an MVP. And the reason I was going back and forth between it, because I like that he has been able to adapt and move on and change his game, like this season to last season. He's not like holding a grudge. I like part of me like kind of likes that, but at the same time, like I feel like, I don't know, like him and Michelle were on such opposite sides during season 39. And I know that we're like a whole season later and almost to the end, and that's why things are different. But I also at the same time feel like, I don't know, maybe that could have been some a good TV moment, a good kind of revenge to have thrown Michelle in. And Michelle versus Aviv would have been way more fair than Jenny versus Aviv.
I know, and he wasn't even considering it. So
No.
crazy.
So that's why I gave him an honorable mention instead of a full MVP, is because of that. But with that being said, I also gave Michelle an MVP honorable mention because she did like so gracefully finagle her way out of that situation, and it was like her birthday episode and all that, so.
I think Kylan's just really like he was made for the challenge.
He's a good, I really like him as an addition for sure. He's good at
Too.
everything.
He's good at everything. He's got his entertaining moments and
It's
yeah.
interesting how far he's progressed as far as like getting comfortable with the cameras, because we saw last season with Melissa how he was not comfortable at first, like kissing her on camera and stuff like that. And like obviously with Naya this season, obviously he's come a long ways. I gave an LVP honorable mention to Bananas for timing out of that puzzle, not looking at the other sides, not being able to figure out how to do it. There was that like scene where Derek is talking about how it's double-sided, and Jordan just starts like laughing at Bananas as he like realizes it. And it's just like, I don't know, if it was like Aviv or someone who hasn't played the challenge in a long time, or like Kylan even, then I would understand. Like, I don't know, I might not give him an LV, I probably still would, but I might not give him an LVP honorable mention, but like specifically for Bananas, because he's like the season vet, 7-time champ, he should know better than that. I had to give him something negative.
I know, I couldn't believe he didn't think of that.
Honestly, I thought that he was like maybe doing it on purpose until that scene where it was like he seemed like really like, oh, like it hit him like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. What did you two have for quotes this episode?
Didn't have any.
I'm pulling mine up. I had one related to what we're just talking about. When Bananas was doing the puzzle, and he said, "I don't know who this person is, but I hate their face," because he was getting so frustrated that he couldn't solve it.
And it was TJ, and
This
TJ's laughing in
TJ.
the background.
Yep.
Oh, I did like TJ. It wasn't a quote, but I was like, I like TJ laughing at him.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Did you have any others?
The other one I had was when Tori was going in the tunnels and she said, Amanda's probably in the corner right now in the like bat cave tunnel.
I missed that.
Funny, I miss that too.
That's funny.
Had a graphic of Amanda on the screen.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I need to go back and watch that, I
Oh,
guess.
Tori, you actually, that was a good one.
I know, it's that's why I would never give her a quote, but that one got me.
Okay, so I gave Jordan a quote when he's talking about Tori. To play with a confident Tori is refreshing, is something that I like to think I had a small hand in helping, which is just hilarious because of his small hand.
I totally missed that.
Did he mean for it to be like that?
I think so. Yeah, I
Oh,
don't know. Maybe not. I don't know, but
okay.
I thought it was funny. And then Michelle, she says, "I may have a panic attack, but it's going to be great." And then I've given Corey the same quote in previous episodes too, but when he finished the puzzle, he said, "Puzzle King," and I just keep giving him that quote because I think it's so funny because it's Corey. But
Yes.
in his defense, he has come a long way, but it's still funny. And then what we were kind of talking about, the bananas quote about it, I just feel like I am the biggest moron that has ever existed. This kind of makes me feel better because now I know that at least I'm not crazy. I'm stupid, but I'm not crazy. So those were my quotes this episode. But it
I
looks
must have checked out during some of that because I don't think I remember any of those quotes.
yeah, I don't know. I think yeah, these episodes, they still have some like good, I think, in my opinion anyway, like some good lines. Like, I mean, we have entertaining people that are left. They're just not entertaining in the ways that I prefer them to be entertaining. Obviously, Bananas is a showman. He's gonna have some stuff to say. Same with Tori, but yeah, I just yeah, it's not my it's not it's interesting that how different seasons can be. Because I feel like in the beginning of the season I was excited about it. I was excited that about the people that were there. And now that we're towards the end of it, I'm kind of more like, meh, like
Womp womp womp.
yeah, kind of like I'm gonna finish it out, obviously, but let's
If
just
we weren't doing, I would have stopped watching. I almost stopped watching that the Josh leaving episode. I was almost like, okay, I'm not gonna watch this, and I'm done watching this season. But now I came back for this one. But I would have stopped watching if we weren't doing this.
yeah, this it's just not the best. But and then when you compare it to season 39, it's interesting because I feel like that season a lot of people were not excited at all in the very beginning. The beginning did kind of drag, and then towards the end is when it started getting good.
Yeah, with Nerys. Yep.
And Olivia, and yeah, the whole all of it. Even if you mean even Mariah and shoot, I can't remember his name. James.
Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah. My aunt texted me, she's never watched the challenge, but she got into it because she watched the Challenge USA, because she's a big Survivor and Amazing Race and Big Brother person. And so now she decided, now she's watching the challenge. She texts me, she goes, "What is up with bananas and feet?"
Yeah, every episode. Why?
Like, "I'm over this foot thing."
Storyline? Yeah, I know. I agree. I'm super over the storyline too. I know Aviv has said that she's gonna start like a beatster or something.
Ew.
Try to get her money out of the storyline.
Even Rachel posted a like tribute to Aviv and she mentioned her feet in it. I'm like, they gotta stop.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
I'm not loving the feet storyline, that's for sure.
They've edited it so it seems like that's all they talk about, right?
Right. I mean, even when they were, yeah, there was like a scene where the other side was like talking. I think it was when Jordan, Corey, Kara, and Corey were like finalizing like the four of them or whatever. And then it like pans to the other side, and Bananas is like, "Our feet," and it's like, "What? I don't understand."
I also think it's weird that Derek is barely on this season and that, like, I feel like Jordan's barely on it too.
Okay, so did you see the tweet? I had like this like small conversation with Naya on via Twitter, and I asked her about if Ryan and Derek were part of the Ladies of Leisure and if it was just like cut out or whatever. I was like, true or false, like this rumor or whatever. And she was like, oh yeah, she said yes, they were part of the lazy Ladies of Leisure, like they just got cut out. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Especially considering like they made such a big deal, and I'm betting this is why they cut it out, but they made such a big deal about Michelle saving Derek when
Yep.
obviously, Michelle would save Derek if they're in the same alliance.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. He just totally got. I don't feel like they're not showing anything. I mean, maybe Jordan's just being boring, but he's not. The only thing we got out of Jordan is talking about Tori.
Right, yeah, that's true.
It's like
I wonder
he's
how his
usually like
girlfriend
a
felt about
character. He's usually good TV. Like, I don't always like him, but he's usually every season he's usually good TV and a character, right? I don't know what happened this season. So boring this season.
Do you think it's because he has a girlfriend?
Yeah, probably.
See, yeah, I don't know. I feel like they need to do what they did with like Sam and Kayla and bring her on the show, or I don't know. I mean, I know she's hung out, like she went to the reunion and all that, but I feel like it's just like not. They're gonna get like more real authentic drama if they like bring in people like that. Or even if they would show like his phone calls home to her or like something. I don't know. I don't.
And he, but he's not, like, he used to, like, fight with people and argue with people. He's not even doing that. I don't know. He's just kind of boring this season.
I mean, I feel like he's just in such a good position. Like he had Tori as his number one. He had Laurel have him as his number one. He has now Rachel and him are number twos. Like he's just in such a good position. I don't think he really has to make waves.
Yep.
Do you either of you have any final thoughts on the challenge before we move on to Survivor?
I don't.
No.
Nope.
Okay, moving on to Survivor then. I am so excited, very conversely to how I feel about how the end of the challenge season is going. I am loving the end of Survivor. This is such a good season. I think obviously I haven't watched all of the season as I've probably, I don't know, like 10-ish. And I would say that this is by far my favorite season that I've seen. I am loving this season.
It's really good. I agree with you. I really like it too.
So, going back 2 episodes to the episode that aired the day before Thanksgiving, we have Teeny Andy and Rachel solidifying a final three. We have Sam, Kyle, and Genevieve solidifying a final three. Rachel goes on the journey. When she's on the journey, she gets the advantage to block a vote until there are 6 players left. And she tells everybody that she lost her vote, but really the only people that end up not knowing that are Sam, Kyle, Genevieve. And everybody else ends up, like, she ends up telling because she's in some type of alliance with. Then she also turns around and wins the immunity challenge. And I gave her my MVP. I mean, I think that Rachel is just absolutely dominating this last portion of Survivor.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, you had to this episode. She got an advantage. She got immunity. She's in a big alliance now, so.
She's in, I would say, maybe the best spot out of everyone.
Yeah.
How about your LVP?
I don't know. This is hard. I just had to give it to Kyle, even though I really like him.
I gave it to Kyle too. I agree. You kind of had to give it to him because I feel like nobody else really had a weak episode. And even though who was the stray vote for Teenie?
Kyle,
He
right?
voted. Okay, so who was the other vote for Sue? Who voted for Sue?
Oh, I don't, maybe I'm wrong then. I don't know.
Because it
I
was like
actually.
one Teenie, one Sue, and then the rest Kyle.
Oh, was it Andy?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have no idea who it was, but I just it's I, do you like Teenie? I can't stand her.
Listen, I think she's like lovely, but the last couple episodes, I really do not like her anymore. But she seems like a nice person. I just don't like her anymore.
her. Like, if I was at like a Survivor party, like I'm sure I would have a good time with her. But as far as like how she's playing the game, the emotional state that she's in at this point in the game, the way that it's affecting her, other people, really everything. I wish whoever voted for Teenie could have flipped the vote onto Teenie.
Yeah. She's, I don't know. It's really hard to watch. I agree.
But I've been a Teenie hater like this whole season. I never really liked her, so.
I was kind of on board, but no, the last few episodes, she's killing me.
How was it? I can't remember. How did Rachel get picked to go on the journey?
They couldn't agree on someone, right? So they did a random thing.
Okay.
But I don't remember what they did.
Good for her. I mean, I'm really proud of her and the way that she's playing this game. I think that she has such a good chance of winning.
And that puzzle seemed like, not that it seemed hard, like it seemed like, yeah, anybody could do it with enough time, but it, like, the fact that it seemed like hard to do so quickly. She did it really fast.
I agree. And that was fun that they had it on the boat and everything instead of like on the island. That was a fun.
Yeah, I like that. I hope they do that one again.
Good to watch. Yeah.
Because it's that even if you know how to solve it, if you don't move fast enough, you're
Right.
not going to win. That's a fun
Right.
one.
Yeah, I agree. I like that one a lot too. I think that one thing that's like, I don't know, good about this season is the cast and the people that they have. I don't even want to say left because the people on the jury were great too, and some of the people pre-jury. I think they really, really did a good job in casting this season. I'm really enjoying a lot of these people.
Except for Teenie.
Yeah, except for Teenie, pretty much.
No, I like everybody. I agree with you. I like everybody. Like, I really like Kyle. I was sad to see Kyle go, and I thought it was nice he was so positive about it. That was really cool.
Well, and I think he knew. I mean, there's no way he's going to win all of those immunity challenge and then not be voted out. Making it through the first time was a miracle. He should be grateful for that.
Yeah.
Because it was Saul, I think, that got out instead of him.
Yep.
Yeah, that shouldn't have happened. So he's lucky to have stayed as long as he did, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
Moving on to the next episode. Oh my gosh, it was such a good episode. We got Operation Italy this episode. So there was a reward challenge. Sam won the reward challenge, and he takes Andy and Genevieve to eat Italian food, margaritas, Caesar salads, tiramisu. Tiramisu is one of my favorite desserts. Oh my gosh, I would be so happy with that if I was on Survivor. But
You
so,
if you hadn't eaten in days.
yeah, seriously, they get the overnight at the sanctuary, they get the letters from home. I think that choosing somebody for the letters from home would be one of the hardest things to do, especially when you have someone who's older, like Sue there. Yeah, I think that would be extremely difficult to choose. What do you think about his decision to take Genevieve and Andy?
I think obviously it was the right one because it kind of worked out for them.
I like that he wanted to kind of make amends with Andy for the things that have gone on in the past. I think it was such a smart decision. And Andy deciding to open up to them and tell them absolutely everything that has been going on with everyone is just, I don't know. I gave Andy my MVP this episode. I just think that he completely pulled this off. Now, it would have been better if it was Rachel that he got out. That would be, whew, what a move. But obviously, that couldn't happen because Rachel earned herself immunity again 2 episodes in a row. But I gave my MVP to Andy. I really think that he's got he knows, and the jury noticed, like, oh, like Andy flipped again. Like, I don't know, maybe that's a bad thing that he flipped, I guess, but like I don't think so because I think he's making the right moves.
I thought he was on the bottom of the girls, so he had to do something, right? Like, he was definitely at the bottom of the four girls, right?
I don't think the four, because he had the final three with Teenie and Rachel.
Yeah, but they were all, when he was gone, they were all bonding and talking about girls, Final Four, and this. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about the girls' final four. That's true.
So I didn't, so I'm just saying, I didn't think, like, I understand he flipped again and that could be bad, but I think he was in a hard spot either way. So
It was a good move. It was
yeah, the only problem, they needed to get out Rachel there because Rachel has too many advantages and
I
now
know.
she's not, she's gonna play all her advantage. She's good for a couple weeks so she can use her advantages.
Yeah, and we're down to a point where like we have a two-part finale coming up next. So we're down to the finals basically. Like she's sitting pretty, Sue's sitting pretty. I was very surprised that Sue didn't play her idol on Caroline, knowing that that was one of the names that was going on. I mean, maybe it was smart for her to use it for herself. I don't know. Save it for herself. I don't know, but
Yeah, she needed to play that there. She misread the situation.
yeah. I gave Caroline my LVP for
No way.
what?
You didn't give it to Teenie after of how she acted so foolish.
No, I
Okay,
did.
I give it.
You gave it to Teenie. Good for you.
Yeah, because the way she acted about not getting picked to go on the reward, and she was so like so full of herself. Like she was gonna control what was happening, and then she got bamboozled. So I had to give it to Teenie.
Okay, I really, really like your reasoning, and I wish I would have. I wish I would have thought of that for the LVP. But yeah, no, I gave it to Caroline because she knew that it was coming. She knew her name was going around, and she didn't do more to stop it. And so for that reason, I gave her the LVP, and I gave an LVP honorable mention to Sue for not playing her idol.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Who did you give your MVP to?
I gave to Andy because he was like the one who really they needed him to make that happen and to convince the girls that nothing was going, you know, he had to do a lot of work.
Had to split the vote.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, an alliance of 4/5 against an alliance of 2/3, that's, it shouldn't have worked out the way that it did, but it did because of Andy.
Yeah.
I did
Although
think.
Genevieve is awesome too. I have to say that.
Okay, you think I didn't give Genevieve or Sam any MVP or honorable mention at all? Because I felt like at the end in tribal council, when Sam was like, Genevieve, like, play your, like, why would you say that, like, when you're the other person? And then her not playing it, I don't know, it's just kind of weird. And I feel like in the moment, it worked to like throw people off, but I think that once people start thinking about what they heard, especially after what happened, they're gonna realize that, like, that idol's fake. I don't think
See,
that.
I thought it was a good move for them to like try to use that as to their advantage next week. Okay. You think they're gonna realize it was fake? Okay.
Because why wouldn't she play it on herself? And why would it be Sam that's communicating with her when he was the other person on the chopping block if that's what was really going on? I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, I think Sam was trying to play defeated.
Yeah, okay. I can
Going
get that.
home. Yeah.
I mean, he has to use that argument though, or it doesn't work.
Yeah. Right.
I did give an MVP honorable mention to Rachel for winning her second immunity in a row, because that's like really the only reason why she didn't get voted out tonight.
I mean, she had to win that. She saved herself.
I also think it's a weird decision. I don't really agree with that they went after Caroline instead of Sue. To me, it would have made more sense to get Sue out. And that's why everybody was complaining about Teenie the whole episode, so it also doesn't make sense to me why they would have gotten, wouldn't have gone for Sue or Teenie over Caroline.
Teenie to me screams zero vote finalists. Like, I feel like they just want to drag her to the finals.
That's probably true. I wish we didn't have to endure it. But Andy, go Andy. I'm so proud of him. He's come so far since episode one when everybody thought he was going to quit. I'm so
I
proud of
know.
him.
He's doing great. He is doing great.
Is he your favorite, Christina?
I have him in my money league.
Oh.
And like literally I thought he was gonna quit episode one. And now he's done.
He showed up.
Yeah, he showed up. He's made move after move after move, and kind of silently he's flipped sides and done it in a way that has kept him safe so many times. I think if he gets to the end, he like actually has a chance of winning, depending on who he's sitting next to. I mean, obviously if he's sitting next to Rachel, I don't think anybody can touch that. But yeah, I'm super. I mean, even making it this far, even if he doesn't make it to the final three, I'm super proud of Andy. But of course, I want him to make it to the final three because I'm in second place because of him. And I had Caroline too, so that's kind of sad, but.
I feel like he's a front runner for if they're bringing back someone from the season for Survivor 50, he's got to be one of the top picks.
I hope it would be like him over. I know a lot of people were like, Rome was out too early, blah, blah, blah. He didn't even make jury. It has to be Rome who comes back. I think that's so stupid. I'd pick Andy over Rome any day.
Yeah, no, Rome's done. We'll never see him again.
I hope so. Except for on the challenge.
Ugh.
That's probably actually so true, which is hilarious. If they still did Challenge USA, we would be seeing Rome, we would be seeing Kyle. Rachel for sure. Maybe Genevieve. Andy would be great, but he would do terrible. That'd be funny. Sierra
Yep.
for sure. Sierra would be really. They would go for her absolutely. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think that show's officially been canceled, but I don't think anything. I think it's been like semi-canceled, so.
And I'm fine with that. It wasn't that good.
Yeah. It's only good for like the fact that they keep putting people from these shows onto the challenge. If they're going to do that, I would rather filter them through Challenge USA personally.
Yeah.
Okay, so do either of you have any final thoughts about either of these two shows? I feel like this was like a really, really quick episode today.
Two quotes for this episode. And I have to say, my
Oh.
favorite quote is when Sue told Caroline, "You have dirt on your face." Meanwhile, we've been looking at Sue the entire time with dirt all over her face.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, and I like saw her somebody tweet like that she needed to start a contour line, and she like retweeted it and was like, "This is such a good idea." I thought it was so funny.
It's so funny. And just it's every episode is worse than the last.
I think she's doing it on purpose.
It's so
I had a couple quotes too. Is that your only quote?
my only other one was just it's not even really a quote, but it's just the phrase Operation Italy that Andy said.
Yes. Operation Italy. That was, yes, such a good move. I'm so glad that it panned out the way that it did. Rachel, when she gets her immunity, she says, "I feel good, I'm loaded, locked and loaded." And the reason why I put that as a quote is just because she is with the immunity, with the idol, with the block of vote. I mean, Rachel is in such a good position, it's not even funny.
Yeah, she's definitely in the best position.
And then Sue, when she's talking to Caroline about the voting situation, when they're talking about like how Caroline's name is somebody who's going to be written down, which is again so weird. They knew her name was going to be written down. Why they didn't play that? I mean that then they would have had to revote, and that would have been such a good play. But anyways, so she says, "We need what's her name to play the block of vote." Then I just thought it was really funny that she called Rachel what's her name.
Yeah. Right.
And she's wanting her to like use something for their benefit, and she can't even like call her by name. Of course, she wasn't in the conversation, but still, I just thought it's like, yeah, funny. So I'm, like I said, really, really loving this season of Survivor. I think that I'm glad that we are finally at the letters from home. I'm glad that we have this two-part finale coming up. I don't think, from what I've seen, Survivor has ever done a two-part finale before. Obviously, we've seen it in the challenge multiple times, so we're kind of used to it. But I hope that they don't leave us on some crazy cliffhanger, but I'm sure that they will.
Yeah, I think so too.
I guess what are your predictions? Who do you think has, besides Rachel, the best chance of winning?
If Sam or
Or I guess
Genevieve,
top three.
if Sam or Genevieve can get to the top three, or Andy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The girls are gonna be pissed at Andy.
I think Andy, Genevieve, and Rachel have the best chance of winning. I would also put Sue slightly behind there because I always think that people who are older, for some reason, have a little bit of an advantage if they can make it all the way to the end.
Yeah, I agree. I like that final three. I hope that is the final three. Those are probably my three favorite left.
Yeah, I agree. I really, I and Genevieve, I she's become so strategic, and I mean that wasn't her move, but oh man, it was such a good move for her and her game. But I think that the rest of the season is going to depend on who wins immunity.
Right. Right. It is. That's going to be huge for this next one.
Any other final thoughts?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.